This week, Parashat Ve'era, we discussed a very interesting topic. In this week's parasha, we find the plagues. But as we find the plagues, as Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Moshe and shows him all these magical things that he's doing, all these changes in reality that he's doing, we find these chartumim, these priest magicians, that try to do what Moshe is doing. And there's a very basic question that we have to ask about what these chartumim are doing.
Yeah, because we saw that on the one hand, they're imitating Moshe. But on the other hand, if Moshe was bringing a plague upon Mitzrayim, they should imitate Moshe and make the plague worse. They should be doing the opposite magic, getting rid of the plague. That would be even better magic. But instead, they're just imitating, and Paro doesn't even expect them to solve the problem. He turns to Moshe to get rid of the magic. So really, what's going on here? We tried to dive into that.
Exactly. What are these chartumim? What are these magician priests trying to prove? If all they can do is just copy Moshe, they can't really help with taking the plagues away. So what's the point? What are they there to prove? What are they trying to show? Why are they so significant? And what incredible, incredible, important lesson does this battle between Moshe and the Chartumim have for us today in our day and time? Hope you enjoy. Take a look. So it's Parashat Vayera this week. We are starting the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, of the plagues on Egypt. We've discussed a few topics in the parasha in the past few years. This year, I want to talk about very interesting characters that we find in this week's parasha. It's not the first time that we meet them. We actually met them already back in Sefer Bereshit. But in this story, in Parashat Vayera, they take a very significant place in the story that's going on, the magicians of Paro, the priest magicians, the chartumim of Paro. Because when you think about it for a second, their role isn't really clear in what's going on over here. Because as a kid, it always bothered me something very, very simple, a very simple fact, that when Moshe comes and does the first ot, the first magic, where he turns the staff into a snake, and then he does Makat Dam, he does the plague of blood, and he turns the water into blood, you see the Chartumim, you see these magicians, these Egyptian priests, these Egyptian magicians, you see them doing the same thing. Okay, and it seems to be that they're kind of telling Moshe, we can do that too, there's nothing special about what you're doing over here. However, when it gets to Makat Tzfardea, to the frog plague, Moshe does that plague, then they do it too, but then Paro goes nuts and he asks Moshe to take the plague away. And then Moshe goes and davens to Hashem, and Makat Tzfardea ends and the plague of frogs ends. And when you think for a second, you have to ask, hold on a second, why does Paro turn to Moshe to tell him to stop the plague? If he has his magicians, why doesn't he turn to them? If they are so good at doing magic, if they're trying to compare themselves to Moshe, okay, so don't show us that you can do the plague just like Moshe did. Why don't you go against what Moshe did? If Moshe does the plague, so you go and cancel it. What is the purpose of these chartumim? What are they doing? If Moshe is doing one thing, so then they should be taking it back and canceling it. But that's not what we see here. So what is the purpose of these chartumim? What are they trying to do? Why are they not proving their point that they are equal to Moshe by taking back what he did?
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, as if there weren't enough frogs in Mitzrayim, they go and say, oh, we can add more frogs. And Paro's like, no, no, just get rid of the frog. But he doesn't even ask them to do that. And I think you're making a very important point here. And I think this goes to a very basic difference between what Moshe is doing and what Moshe's actions are representing versus the chartumim, versus these magicians. Because if you think about it, think of someone who's doing a magic trick and he says, oh, I can make a human being fly. And he causes someone to fly in the sky and everyone's, wow. And then he says, now I'm going to put him back down. Nobody goes, wow. It's just, okay, the magic trick is over. In terms of Paro, in terms of the chartumim, nature is nature. Things that are now will be forever. So too is true to me being king and controlling these other people. Nothing's going to really change. This is reality. Reality is reality. I can do magic. I can somehow cause there to be frogs. I can somehow cause there to be blood. But at the end of the day, the reality is the reality. Things are going to go back to the reality. There's no magic in bringing things back to the reality. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not the point. Listen closely to the word that's used over and over when talking about these magic tricks. The word is ot. What is ot? Ot isn't magic. Ot is a sign. A sign for what? That's exactly the point. When Moshe Rabbeinu does a magic trick, when Moshe Rabbeinu does a makat, turns the water into blood, brings out the frogs, he's not trying to just show, hey, look, I can do magic. I'm powerful. He's doing something much more than that. He's saying, you are looking at reality and you accept it as is, and you don't recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, that every single thing that you take for granted granted, that you think is just how things are, that is a miracle. Nature is a miracle. Every single second, mechadesh betuvo bechol yom tamid, Hashem is recreating the world in every single second, every single minute of the world, every single moment in life is another miracle. The whole point of the makot is just to be a sign for those miracles, for the miracles that happen all the time. The miracle is having water. Turning it into blood is just a sign that the water itself is a miracle. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, a main part is bringing things back. It's not just turning the staff into a snake. They do that too. But he holds that snake and it goes back to being a staff. He gets rid of all of these makot. And I think we can also notice another thing. We always see Moshe Rabbeinu using the staff to bring about the makot. Why don't we see Moshe use the same staff to get rid of the makot? He hit the earth and the frogs came out. Now he hits it and the frogs disappear. We don't see that. We see Moshe David. And Paro turns to Moshe and says, David, and get rid of all of these terrible things. And I think this is exactly the point. Because the mate is asher ta'aseh bo et ha'otot. You'll use the mate for the sign. But getting rid of the makah, that's not the sign. That's the miracle. That's reality. That's us recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And how do we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world? Until today, we daven. We daven. We say thank you for the things we have. We pray for the things we don't have. The tefillah is what represents us recognizing what we have in the world we live in, recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, is running everything that we have. We pray for what we're lacking, for the refuah, but we also thank for everything that we do have. Therefore, that's where you'll see the tefillah. The staff, that's just for the otot. That's just for a moment to smack us on the head and wake us up and say, look, you're not recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world mechadesh betuvo bechol yom tamid.
Exactly. I think really what you have to do is distinguish between two things that are going on. You have magic. You have magicians, as we say in Hebrew, achizat enayim, where the magicians mislead you. They kind of manipulate you to think that what you're seeing is something else. But in reality, they're not really doing anything. They're not changing anything. You know, the magician isn't cutting the person in two. The person is really there. It's fine. Nothing happened to the person. He's just making the people around them think that something changed in reality. That's one thing. But of course, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, like you were saying, HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid, every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Bria, creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes reality around to something new, and then he changes it back to what it was before. And when you look at the Chartumim, when they are there to try to disprove what Moshe is doing, they're kind of saying, Moshe, you're just manipulating reality around us, and you're trying to act like you're changing reality, but you're not, and we'll do the same thing. And then really, once they get to the point where they can change reality, because the Kinim, the lice, are too small, like the Mefarshim, like the Gemara tells us, the Chartumim couldn't do anything about the reality around them. That's when they had to take a step back and admit, we can't do this etzba elokim hi, because there's something in reality that is actually changing. There's something new in reality. There's a new bria, there's a new creation that's going on over here. And this is maybe the biggest difference. And this is also, like you were saying, the reason why the Chartumim don't take back the things that Moshe did, because there's nothing exciting about it. Oh, you're just going to reveal the magic trick? There's nothing exciting about revealing the magic trick. You're just showing us that it was the same thing all along and there was just some kind of manipulation going on over here. But really, in reality, Moshe Rabbeinu actually changed reality. Moshe Rabbeinu changed what was going on, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen. Unlike the Chartumim, they were just lying. They were just covering things up. And very interestingly, when you think about this word in Hebrew, Chartumim, we keep on saying this. When you try to understand the Torah, you have to listen to the Hebrew language. This word Chartumim, Cheret, we're going to meet it later on in Egel HaZahav, in the golden calf, where it says that Aaron created Becheret, that the calf was created in some kind of engraving, cutting it out of something else. A charita is when you try to take something strong in reality, like a stone, and you try to change it, and you try to mark it, and you try to make your mark in it, but eventually you can't change reality. The only thing you can do is hurt reality, or damage reality, or a little bit bend reality, or scratch reality, but you can't scratch it back. You can't bend it back, because if you try to bend it back, it will leave a mark. You'll see that something went on over there, because at the end of the day, the Chartumim, they can cannot change reality. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. And that's what happens in Makat Kinim. And this is why the Chartumim don't feel the need to take back what Moshe is doing, because in their eyes, there's nothing really going on over here. It's all magic tricks. But really, there's something changing in reality here. Like we know from Parashat Ha'azinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Machatzti v'ani irpa, ani amid v'achayeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he does something in the world, he makes that change in the world, but he's also the one to bring the cure to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create this reality of pain, of machatzti, but he's also the one to create the reality that heals it, the reality that makes it better, the irpa. And this is maybe really the battle here between Moshe Rabbeinu and these chartumim, these priests, these magician priests of the Egyptians. The battle in understanding what is reality around us about, like we discussed last year about the mateh, maze beyadcha mateh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe, what's in your hands? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to ask? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in his hands. But Moshe says mateh, and we said last year, this is a lesson to tell us that in your hands, what you think is in your hands, it's still the mateh. It's still from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mateh Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, then it's going to happen. This is what we're going to see throughout the entire plagues, throughout the entire Yetziat Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing Am Yisrael that reality around you looks like one thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one to bring it on us, but he's also the one to heal it. He's also the one to make it better and to change reality around us. And in order to do so, just like you were saying, you need the tefillah. That's what tefillah is there for. Like we've seen, Baruch Hashem, this week here in Yerushalayim, we had the big davening at the Kotel just yesterday, just before Rosh Chodesh. Am Yisrael gathered together, the thousands, tens of thousands of people, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change reality around us, because right now, reality around us is very, very painful, and this pain is very, very deep. And we really need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take this reality and flip it and change it and create something new, create a new reality. And that's what we have the davening for. This is what we need to do now. We need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the reality around us and with his help, cure this pain that we have and bring the redemption very, very quickly.
Amen, amen. And as we've discussed in the past, the Makot are even more for Am Yisrael who are standing and watching. And as you're saying, what Moshe is also teaching them is, yes, Hashem brought you into Mitzrayim. Many can bring pain, many can do damage, but when Hashem brings you through this pain of Mitzrayim, he's also going to be the one that brings you out. Moshe's point is, look, I can use the staff, I can hit, I can cause this pain, but I'm also the one to cure you. I'm also the one to bring you out. If you went through all of this pain in Mitzrayim, know that me, the same one who brought you to Mitzrayim, is going to be the one to bring you out. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't about the makkah with the staff. That was just the sign. It was about the cure at the end. It was about showing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can cure. No matter how bad things are, no matter where you've reached, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come and pull us out and bring us out of Mitzrayim to a full redemption.
Amen. Amen. Very true. And just like we've discussed also in previous years, the Lashonot Geula, the big speech of Moshe Rabbeinu that we find at the beginning of the Parsha. This is what the Parsha begins with. Ve'otzeti, ve'ga'alti, ve'eveti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us back to the land, to our land. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see Beis HaMikdash built b'mera be'amenu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shkoyach, Chodesh Tov, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shkoyach to you, Chodesh Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Torah Tovot, and Mitzvah Hashem.